KFW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the ABC Civic Media
News
app.
I'm Mark Remillard. Residents of Maui recalling how quickly the deadly wildfire that destroyed historic Lahaina emerged.
I got about within two blocks of my house, and everything was engulfed with flames.
You saw the fire.
Saw the fire.
Some people were forced to jump into the ocean to escape the flames. Residents have been questioning whether the local government's response to the fire was quick enough. So far, 67 people have been confirmed dead. A federal judge placing limits on what former President Trump can say about the evidence in the election-related conspiracy case against him. Prosecutors had requested a blanket gag order over the evidence, but the judge declined to go that far. Meanwhile, Attorney General Merrick Garland naming David Weiss as special counsel in the investigation of President Biden's son, Hunter. Weiss has already been overseeing the case and was named special counsel after a request to Attorney General Garland. Disgraced crypto executive Sam Bankman-Fried is in custody after a judge revoked his bail on Friday. This is ABC News. The state of Texas questioning the legal rights of unborn children as it fights a lawsuit brought by a prison guard who blames the state for her stillborn baby.
A Texas prison guard in Abilene says she had a stillborn baby in 2021 because prison officials refused to let her leave work for more than 2 hours after she began feeling intense pains similar to contractions. In the lawsuit filed last year, Salia Issa claims hospital staff told her they could have saved her baby if she arrived sooner. ICE is seeking monetary damages. Her attorney and others say the state attorney general's office has argued in court that a fetus should be considered a person with legal rights. Texas AG and prison system want the suit tossed. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
U.S. safety regulators sending a team to Virginia in order to investigate a deadly crash involving a Tesla suspected of driving on a partially automated system. Authorities say the Tesla ran beneath a heavy truck, killing the Tesla driver. Federal authorities have investigated 35 Tesla crashes since 2016. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBS. And on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well.
Well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday football pregame edition. That's Howard Cosell, my co-host. How you doing, Howard?
I am not Howard Cosell, but thank you, Michael. Happy Friday to you.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited. Packers.
I can tell, man. You keep
Packers
talking about
preseason kicking off about an hour from now on WRJN, a Civic Media partnership with the Packers Radio Network, dude. My whole little broadcast career, I always wanted to have the Packers. And now we do. And now we do. So I'm a happy camper, except it's Friday, so we got to air some grievances. And I got one, Dom. And I waited till 5 o'clock, till the second hour, the happier happy hour, knowing that, you know, a few of our right-wing trolls might creep off, find some Packer pregame coverage. Got a Brewer game rolling out tonight across the network as well. Might sneak off for some baseball while we talk about Hunter Biden. Damn, there's been a special counselor named. The plot has thickened. And this could complicate the presidential campaign of Joe Biden. Obviously, if you weren't listening in hour number one, and where were you? Unless you're listening to the Packer pregame show on WRJN, we did announce the breaking news here in the great state of Wisconsin. Joe Biden, our president, coming to Milwaukee on Tuesday. As they flush out the details, we'll bring them to you here on the Civic Media Network, Devil's Advocate Show. But Dom, other big breaking news. Collapse of the Hunter Biden plea deal could complicate the president's campaign. Yeah, because they named a special counselor. Here is what the Washington Post is reporting. A few weeks ago, the legal clouds around Hunter Biden were clearing after years of personal and political turmoil. He had arrived at a plea agreement with federal prosecutors, one that would keep him out of jail while putting some of his past misdeeds behind him. Dom, we always like to put some of our youthful indiscretions behind us.
Yes, of course.
He had settled a child support case in Arkansas. He began making his regular public appearances with his father. But on Friday afternoon, amid a flurry of court filings and solemn public remarks from Attorney General Merrick Garland, and we've got some of this sound, any sense that the legal woes of the president's son were concluding quickly vanished. The plea agreement collapsed, and the prosecutor said that a trial, therefore, is in order. Garland granted special counsel status to U.S. Attorney David Weiss signaling that the investigation that recently seemed to be concluding is very much ongoing. And the upshot, President Biden faces the prospect that his re-election campaign will unfold at the same time his son faces trial, possibly in a federal courthouse a few blocks from the White House. The legal proceedings could weigh on the president politically in the fact that the case involves his surviving son, one with a history of drug and alcohol addiction, one he speaks with almost every day, one most of his advisors avoid discussing with him, is also likely to weigh on him personally. Well, you know, it would be nice if your political opponent, let's call him Donald J. Trump, if he was under multi-count indictments in multiple jurisdictions, and you could talk about that instead of being questioned about your own ne'er-do-well son being under federal indictment or at trial. Well, politically, you'd rather have the former than the latter.
Crudy, the reporting continues. Beyond that, Hunter Biden could face trial at a time when Democrats were hoping to focus would be on Donald Trump's own trials and legal problems. The situations are much different. Trump is charged with mishandling classified documents and attempting to overturn the 2020 election, while Hunter Biden faces misdemeanor tax charges and allegations about lying about his drug use and when purchased a gun. Most crucially, Trump is a former president who is seeking to return to the White House, and Hunter is a private citizen. Even so, the developments will inject an element of uncertainty into the White House. David Axelrod, a Democratic consultant who was President Barack Obama's chief strategist, said this: "On balance, I'm sure that this did not land well at the White House. There are elements of it that complicate things for the Republicans as well, but it's fair to say that nobody on Team Biden is eager for Hunter's case to be extending into the election year." Weiss becomes the second special counsel investigating matters related to Biden and his family. Garland appointed Robert Hur this year to probe the handling of classified documents found at Biden's home and former office. Biden has generally tried to avoid commenting on the ongoing investigation of Hunter Biden, but he has on occasion declared his son's innocence. "My son did nothing wrong," Biden said during a presidential debate in October of 2019. "I'm proud of my son," he said during a news conference in December of 2020, adding when asked about the likelihood that his son would be cleared on the tax investigation, "I'm confident," he replied. As of this May, his feelings had not changed. Quote, "My son has done nothing wrong," he told MSNBC. "I trust him. I have faith in him." Biden held no public events on Friday, and he did not speak to reporters shouting questions about his son as he walked to Marine One en route to a weekend in his vacation home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. "I don't think he's really in a position to be commenting on all of this, but it's an awkward problem," Axelrod said. "He's also, as he's shown, he doesn't want to undercut his son. But it's hard to say Hunter Biden has done nothing wrong when he's already tried to plead guilty. It's not a helpful situation for him."
Can't imagine it would be, Dom. And while Democrats have tried to talk about Hunter Biden as little as possible, Republicans bring him up as often as they can, something that will probably only escalate if the legal case drags on. Dom, there is some call to impeach Joe Biden. Now, initially, this was the crazies, the loonies, the Freedom Caucus, and then she was kicked out of the Freedom Caucus. I'm talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right.
But it is my understanding, or at least it's being prophesized, that the special counselor, that the further investigation of Hunter Biden may lead to additional investigations of Joe Biden and could, in fact, lead to his impeachment. They'd like to get there. Whether or not there's anything there,
right?
They'd like to get there. I mean, while Trump's at trial, if you could impeach Joe Biden, if you could clip his wings down, you don't think that'd be appealing to the Republican Party? Oh, yeah, they're going to impeach his ass.
We have some sound from Garland. I think maybe we should get there. We're ready for that? Let's roll out with some Garland.
Do you think Sean Hannity's declaring this Merrick Garland Day because of the special counselor?
Let's hear what Garland has to say. Cut number one, please, if you would.
"On Tuesday of this week, Mr. Weiss advised me that in his judgment, his investigation had reached a stage at which he should continue his work as a special counsel, and he asked to be so appointed."
So apparently he did this month. He didn't last month. Remember all the back and forth? What did he? Did he ask to be a pistol counselor? Did he not? Well, now he has asked, and he has been appointed. Let's do cut two, if you would, please, Nate.
I'm here today to announce the appointment of David Weiss as a special counsel, consistent with the Department of Justice regulations governing such matters.
Let's continue on. AG Garland Weiss, cut three.
Mr. Weiss has told Congress that he has been granted ultimate authority over this matter, including the responsibility for deciding where, when, and whether to file charges, and for making decisions necessary to preserve the integrity of any prosecution.
I think perhaps Hunter Biden should run for president, and he could talk about how political this is. A little more from AG Garland, cut number four, please.
I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint him as special counsel.
Okay, cut five. What about the authority?
As special counsel, he will continue to have the authority and responsibility that he has previously exercised to oversee the investigation and decide where, when, and whether to file charges.
AG Garland talking about the special counsel appointed. Cut number six, please.
The appointment of Mr. Weiss reinforces for the American people the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters.
Let's play. We have just two more. AG Garland, let's play them back to back.
This appointment confirms my commitment to provide Mr. Weiss all the resources he requests. It also reaffirms that Mr. Weiss has the authority he needs to conduct a thorough investigation and to continue to take the steps he deems appropriate independently. I am confident that Mr. Weiss will carry out his responsibility in an even-handed and urgent manner and in accordance with the highest traditions of this department.
Now, this is a little strange, Tom. David Weiss is the U.S. attorney appointed by Trump who had negotiated the prior plea deal with Hunter Biden, and he seems satisfied with it. He actually contradicted many Republicans that claimed, well, they didn't give him the power. He said, yeah, I always had the power. I made a deal. Well, now the Trump-appointed judge doesn't like the deal, and now this guy's seeking special counselor power. And you would say, well, that seems a little fishy. Well, that's what the Republicans are saying, Dom, because they think, according to the Foxy News Digital, this is like a smokescreen cover-up. Let me see if I can help you follow the controversy.
So getting exactly what they wanted, the Republicans I'm talking about, now is not enough?
You know, Biden's special counsel appointment. Something's not right. Republican lawmaker sounded off after Attorney General Merrick Garland on Friday appointed special counsel for a probe into first son Hunter. High-ranking GOP lawmakers torched Garland's appointment of U.S. Attorney David Weiss, who led the prosecution in Hunter Biden's tax and gun charges, to head up the special counsel probe. Well, why would you start over? House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer called Garland's announcement part of the Justice Department's effort to attempt a Biden family cover-up in light of the House Oversight Republicans mounting evidence of President Biden's role in his family's schemes, selling the brand for millions of dollars to foreign nationals. Although he offered no evidence of that, right, Dom? Now, Weiss is the federal prosecutor who has investigated the first son's business dealing and brought charges against him in Delaware. His appointment as special counsel could indicate that, contrary to Hunter Biden's defense lawyers' claims, the Justice Department investigation into President Biden's son is not over. They're waiting breathlessly over at the Foxy News, Dom. They're hoping. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates. No hoping. Just call in. 844-967-2789.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 61 overnight under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, 80. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 59. Mid-70s, Sunday turning cooler. Monday with highs in the upper 60s and storms possible. Once again, lows level off around 61 overnight. Highs reach 80 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Taking your calls, airing the grievances, 844-967-2789. Reporting that the Justice Department appointed a special prosecutor to look into the Hunter Biden. Now, this is the same guy who's been investigating, the same guy, Weiss, who had the deal that the deal fell apart. And I got to tell you, man, what some of the Republicans that think that this is somehow a cover up because what it would impact their own investigation, I guess. But anyway, it's just no pleasing some people. My understanding of the first deal breaking down was that, you know, did this involve any other crimes, right? Or was it just only these specific things? Did he get a pass and anything else that may have been done? That's my impression of how this thing went down. And they said no. And so Hunter and his team had a problem with that. So here's where we're at. And as I've always said, okay, you know, flush it out, do the investigation, do the, you know, get your facts. If there's criminality, pursue it, get justice. That's how it is. That's how it should be. If it were me, if it were Crudy, if it were Nate, if it were Luke, if we're any of you, okay. Then it goes, it doesn't matter. The politics don't matter to me. If he was doing some things, he already pled guilty. He obviously was doing some things. If they can't come to a deal, then go to trial and let that flush out. Let it happen as it should happen.
Dan, we've also got some updates on it. Gag order of sorts against the former president, but let's get to the phones first.
We'll get there. Be patient. 844-967-2789. But I want to throw this one out there.
Oh, there's more. If
we're going to talk about the family of presidents, and this one's also kind of odd to me, the Hill reporting, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer said Thursday that Jared Kushner, a former President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor while in office, crossed the line of ethics by accepting a $2 billion investment from the Saudi government in his private investment firm 6 months after he left the White House. In an interview on CNN's The Lead with Jake Tapper, Comer acknowledged an argument made by 2024 GOP presidential candidate Chris Christie, who noted Kushner's extensive work in the Middle East on behalf of the Trump White House and claimed in an earlier interview that Trump family has been involved in grifting for quite some time now. Comer, however, sought to draw a distinction between Trump's family business dealings and President Biden's families, which Comer suggested he viewed as more severe. And here's the quote. "I've been vocal that I think what Kushner did crossed the line of ethics. What Christie said, it happened after he left office. Still no excuse, Jake, but it happened after he left office. And Jared Kushner actually has a legitimate business. This money to the Bidens happened while Joe Biden was vice president, while he was flying to those countries," quote unquote. So and Comer's, you know, trying to line them up and knock them down on the Biden family, admits, and he says himself, that's unethical. And to have a, you know, the guy was what, a real estate guy? He's not an investment banker. You know what I'm saying? What are you talking about? They don't give him money to invest. What, dude? So if you think this is, and I would also suggest, you know, Hunter Biden was never in office. Hunter Biden was never on the payroll. Hunter Biden didn't make millions and millions and millions of dollars while working for his dad at the White House. You're thinking of Jared Kushner. You're thinking of an Ivanka Trump. And if you think, Mr. Comer, that those things are unethical, well, I very much look forward to your investigation into the Jared Kushner business dealings with Saudis.
Are you encouraged by this? The pointing out of the rank hypocrisy, but suddenly it's unethical. Or perhaps worse, Congressman. 844-967-2789. Our pal Mark from the SAC. Welcome, Mark. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, well, first, the irony of them calling themselves Moms for Liberty when they're actually, you know, out there for banning for books. I mean, that's kind of the opposite of what liberty is, the definition of liberty. Imagine the collective works of Thomas Paine. They would find objectionable, as well as certain books of the Bible. I mean, with the book of Genesis, I guess it's Genesis. I just looked it up, Genesis 34, where Jacob's sons would murder the prince that married their sister, that after he'd been circumcised.
You're asking the wrong panel, Mark.
The point I'm making is there's all sorts of stuff that could, you know, that is sexually explicit, but they would have to ban if they're consistent. I mean, it is just ridiculous that these people are out there calling themselves Moms for Liberty because they're anything but for liberty. I mean, yes, there's stuff perhaps grade school kids shouldn't have access to, but they'd probably ban a book that I can remember reading when I was in sixth grade, The Rise and Fall of Adolf Hitler, which was actually a abridged version of The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, and The Diary of Anne Frank, which was really big with the girls when I was in sixth grade, back in, '69. It's just not for liberty.
No, dude.
You know,
it is not. And the Bible, I mean, if these are your criteria, the murder, the sex, you know, that kind of stuff, the eternal damnation, that could, you know, scare some kids. Certainly the Bible should be banned if you're going to ban any book.
If you hadn't heard, what is it? Moms for Liberty doing sort of a town hall with the presidential Republican candidates in Milwaukee day before the debate, right? 22nd or earlier in the day in the 23rd.
Yeah.
They got candidates. They just can't tell you which ones. But I'm pretty sure Marianne Williamson factors in. Maybe RFK Jr., Dom.
No, I doubt it.
One of our texters texted in, isn't banning the direct opposite of liberty? And then asked, should be called the National Karen's Clutch? They are quite Karen-like. I was in the Dells last night. I saw a lady checking in late night. Seemed a little Karen-ish. Maybe it was the blonde sort of beehive, you know, stacked on the top. The bangs crossing the forehead. The angry look in her eyes. I think I witnessed the urban Karen in her natural
A mom for state. Liberty?
Something like that. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocate. It is the happier, happy hour. Your Friday grievances will take you right up to Packer kickoff at 6 o'clock. Civic Media's got your Packer station. Pre-games played right now on WRJN 1400 AM. But at 6 o'clock at kickoff time, join us there. Milwaukee listens to the Packers on the AM, 1400 AM. Make a note of it. Listen to the game. But first, more Devil's Advocates.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Residents of Maui recalling how quickly the deadly wildfire that destroyed historic Lahaina emerged.
I got about within two blocks of my house, and everything was engulfed with flames.
You saw the fire.
Saw the fire.
Some people were forced to jump into the ocean to escape the flames. Residents have been questioning whether the local government's response to the fire was quick enough. So far, 67 people have been confirmed dead. A federal judge placing limits on what former President Trump can say about the evidence in the election-related conspiracy case against him. Prosecutors had requested a blanket gag order over the evidence, but the judge declined to go that far. Meanwhile, Attorney General Merrick Garland naming David Weiss as special counsel in the investigation of President Biden's son, Hunter. Weiss has already been overseeing the case and was named special counsel after a request to Attorney General Garland. Disgraced crypto executive Sam Bankman-Fried is in custody after a judge revoked his bail on Friday. This is ABC News.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Truthy Thursday edition. Dom, a happier, happy hour rolling through it, expecting Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show, Fighting Traffic. She'll join us very shortly, I suspect. But Dom, I got a little break in news from themadison.com. Not exactly what I want to hear in terms of lawsuits, but the Wisconsin fake Trump electors case to proceed to trial next year. Now, this is a civil action because we've yet to find a prosecutor with the cojones to charge criminally here in the state of Wisconsin, Dom.
Well, we don't know. Perhaps Josh Call is on top of it. Can't comment on pending litigation. Maybe there's something. Michigan, did their arraignment of their fraudulent electors today.
Dominic, a civil lawsuit against the 10 Republicans who signed paperwork purporting that Donald Trump won the 2020 presidential election is heading to trial next year after a Dean County judge largely rejected the Republicans' request to toss the case. Throw it out, please. We didn't mean to do it. Throw it out. Dane County Circuit Judge Frank Remington on Thursday denied the defendant's motion to dismiss claims alleging that the 10 Wisconsin Republicans and two attorneys who advised them broke multiple laws, including impersonating a public official, public nuisance, and engaging in a conspiracy. Dom, here's a quote. Wisconsin voters have been waiting for nearly 3 years to hold the fraudulent electors accountable for their misconduct, according to Scott Thompson, attorney with the firm Law Forward, which filed the case early last year. He said in a statement, "Their coordinated and deliberate effort to subvert our democracy must not happen again. Today's ruling is the next step in that process. Step in the right direction, Dom." Now, with Remington's order, the case will move forward to a September 2024 trial. Less urgent. These guys aren't on the ballot, per se. Remington's order comes about a week after the U.S. Department of Justice filed federal charges against Trump. Oh, I had noticed. Was Trump indicted or something?
What? Again?
About a week after the U.S. Department of Justice filed federal charges against Trump as part of a probe into the former president's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential, a scheme that relied heavily on actions taken by Republican electors in a handful of states, especially Wisconsin. Mark Jefferson, executive director of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, said in a statement that he is confident attempts to penalize people who were tricked will fall short. Who was tricked? Who was tricked, Mark?
Who's tricked?
Who's being Andrew tricked? Hitt?
Was Andrew Hitt tricked when he said, "This is a terrible plan, it's going to fail miserably"? Where do I sign? Was he tricked? They weren't tricked. They went along willingly. And that's what the evidence shows. How is this a civil case and not criminal?
I have a statement, a quote, if you will. Pardon me. All action taken to produce an alternative slate was only done to preserve an ongoing legal strategy that I would point out had been exhausted like an hour before they actually committed this crime. Crudy's term, crime. I read on. They were only trying to preserve an ongoing legal strategy and only to be used in the event a court of law gave the alternative slate meaning. Then why didn't they state that in the documents, Tom? Remember Andrew Hitt said, "Yeah, I wish we had. I wish we'd have written a clause like, we're not committing fraud. We're just in case." But they didn't do that. Not in the state of Wisconsin. Not like they did in Pennsylvania. He said, "We were not informed of any use of the alternative electors contrary to preserving the legal strategy and would not have approved of any other use." Right. A little bit more here, Dom. In the indictment against Trump, federal prosecutors heavily cite the actions of the slate of 10 Republican electors who gathered at the state capitol on December 14, 2020, to sign documents declaring Trump the winner on the same day Democratic electors cast the state's actual Electoral College votes for Joe Biden. Now, Dom, state Republicans have said the meeting took place on the advice of attorneys. Fine counsel like Cheesebro and Troopas and Giuliani, right? The indictment states that some fraudulent electors, including those in Wisconsin, were tricked into participating based on the understanding that their votes would only be used if Trump succeeded in lawsuits challenging the election outcome. That's your legal defense? We was tricked?
But of course, as mentioned, former Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Andrew Hitt specifically said in his testimony, or at least was provided to the J6, "This is a terrible idea and it will fail." Where do I sign?
More from the Madison.com, Dom. Later in the document, prosecutors state that Trump and his co-conspirators, again, this the Trump January 6th indictment, that Trump and his co-conspirators ultimately used the certificates of these fraudulent electors to deceitfully target the government function and did so contrary to how fraudulent electors were told they would be used. According to the indictment, the shift took place after a November 18th memo from Trump campaign advisor Kenneth Cheesebro, which detailed the plan to Wisconsin attorney, wait for it, James Troupas, who represented Trump in the failed effort to overturn the state's 2020 election results. You know who would have insights on that?
Who would have insights on
Attorney
that?
Maggie Dawn?
Attorney Maggie Dawn. She might have something to say about Jim Troupas. Well, it should be great if she was here on time.
Dom, the memo urged electors to convene on December 14th to, and here's a quote, preserve the alternative of Trump's Wisconsin elector state and the event Trump ultimately prevailed in the state. Just in case, Dom. However, on a separate memo, December 6th, it marked a sharp departure from the November 18th document and advocated, and here's a quote again, Dom, that the alternative electors originally conceived of to preserve the rights in Wisconsin instead be used in a number of states as fraudulent electors to prevent Biden from receiving the 270 electoral votes necessary to secure the presidency on January 6th. Damn. It's Maggie Dawn, our favorite legal counsel, at least one of mine. Welcome, Maggie Dawn, friend of the devil's. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. Good to see you.
Hey,
now,
Maggie.
Maggie, we are talking about the advancement of the civil lawsuit against the fake electors here in the state of Wisconsin, and we're recapping some of the events. And I don't know, but I suspect you might have seen some of the recent reporting of this newest Cheesebro memo that's come to light, the second one, the one that departed from the prior plan. Maggie Dawn, let me ask you, you sat across from Jim Troupas, effectively the Trump legal team during the recount in Milwaukee County. First and foremost, recall for those that don't know the story, what were they trying to achieve through the recount process?
They were trying to stop it. There's no question about that. They were, and short of stopping it, they wanted to slow it down to such a snail's pace that Milwaukee and Dane counties would not have been able to meet the deadlines in early December.
And Maggie, what means did they utilize to try and stop? I know it was delay, but how? What did that look like at the counting center?
Yeah, so it was a blank show for the first 2 days. So you have to imagine, if you've never been to the Wisconsin Center, but it's about when all the ballrooms are connected, it's like the biggest ballroom you could ever imagine. Its maximum capacity is in the many thousands of people for a seated event. So you can imagine how cavernous that is. And so all of the tables were set up in these aisles with the counters at each table. These are hand counts, by the way. It's hand counts then verified with machine counts. If there's a discrepancy, you go back to the hand count, you redo it with the machine. They all have to check out. There are basically cordoned off areas so observers can sit. You have nonpartisan seats that are designated. You have Trump campaign observer chairs, and you have Biden campaign observer chairs. Then you have monitors that are walking all around. Then you've got the lawyers. Then you've got all the staff to these election commissioners and the Milwaukee County's own election staff all in this room at the same time. When it started on the first day, so we were setting up for days. Mind you, this is in like the very dregs of COVID. It was November of 20. So no vaccines generally available. So trying to stand this up just from a logistics perspective was incredibly difficult. And then when we got there, basically when we started to count, every single Republican Trump campaign observer at every single, because they sort of take wards and then they break them down even further into counting stations, depending on how big the wards are. Every single Trump campaign observer was objecting to every single ballot. So nothing could be counted. By the end of day one, it was clear what the strategy was, which we will object to every ballot. And so what we had to do was ultimately ask the campaigns, please identify all of your objections to ballots, the bases for those objections, and effectively present us with a brief within 24 hours, and then the other side will have less than 24 hours to respond, basically. I think we actually did it on a 12-hour timetable. So we had 12 hours. They came in with a series of, I think, about 15 different objections. The Biden campaign had 6 hours to respond. Then we brought all of that before the Election Commission, which I'm not a part of. I'm just their lawyer. And the Election Commission then commenced to question the lawyers about each of the different objections and the arguments regarding each. And then they ruled on every single one of them. And then after that was done, effectively, you would just have election observers saying objection one, objection two, duly noted. And there were a group of those that we still decided had to be pulled out of the count and set aside in case a court were to later decide that those ballots should not be counted. So that's what we did. And again, there were maybe three or four categories where ballots would actually have to be pulled out of the count and not counted. And we preserved those. They were counted anyways during the recount, but we knew exactly what category of objection or objections they fell under, so that if during his federal or state court proceedings, a judge said, yeah, that's right, those shouldn't have been counted, we could have easily then subtracted them out of the count so that we could still meet that deadline. That structure of how to move through that was mine.
I know.
Basically had to sit down and go, how the heck are we going to do this if they're objecting to every ballot? And that was, all right, tell us all of your objections and we'll handle them all up front. And then you can just say 1, 2, 12, and we'll just keep counting. Thank you, Maggie Dawn.
If I understand correctly, it was the Trump team through Attorney Jim Troupas and other counsel. Their effort was effective. They were effectively trying to throw out all the absentee ballots. Now I'm talking about the litigation, not the actual recount. But their goal was to throw out something like 200,000 absentee ballots in Dane in Milwaukee County. What sort of timelines, how did the timeline of the recount affect the litigation, which went all the way up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court by December 14th and only was upheld on a 4-3 by a Hagedorn? Maggie, how did those two things work together in terms of timing?
And you mean the recount itself and the lawsuits, including the one in state court?
Yes.
Basically, you have to do the recount in a way that will allow the judicial proceedings to play out. So you have to be, that was what was so challenging here from just a logistics perspective, which was, I don't want a court ruling to come down and then it's like, oh, let's start over with the recount. Because that really would have jeopardized the deadlines that applied to Milwaukee and Dane counties to complete the recount, so that the electors could be certified in the ordinary course. And so that was the interplay. We effectively just said wherever the court cases are or where they are, it was up to the campaign lawyers at the recount to make those objections, and they paralleled the arguments that they were making in the court cases. So we had to create a clean record, preserve ballots or set them aside where appropriate, but figure out a way logistically to keep the recount going so that the legal proceedings could continue. And if a court wanted to see ballots, we had them court effectively segregated out for the various objections.
So how'd that whole recount turn out, Maggie?
Yeah, Biden's count went up by, I think, a couple hundred votes.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our very qualified guest and colleague in broadcast is Maggie Dawn. Except Dom and I never headed up the recount on behalf of Milwaukee County. She's got a little more insight. Stick around. Having trouble talking. More Maggie.
I'm calling my lawyer. It might not be too late to get out of this.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 61 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 80. Lows around 59 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy. Mid 70s. Sunday turning cooler. Monday with highs in the upper 60s and storms possible. Once again, low of 61 overnight. Highs reach 80 tomorrow. Lows level off around 59 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. WMDX.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show, coming in a little early, working a little harder today. Thank you for joining me in studio, Maggie. We've been talking about doing this forever, and here we finally are doing it.
I know, in the pirate studio. I love it.
Don't tell anybody.
Maggie, got to ask you about
967-2789. Maggie Dawn, I'm going to hang out with you a little bit too, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Maggie, then fun. I'm going to monopolize your time up until then. Let me ask you about the fake electors here in the state of Wisconsin. The fake electors, obviously, to my opinion, untrained, not legal, but to my layman's opinion, this is a criminal offense. This is a fraud that's been perpetrated against the actual electors and the voters of the state of Wisconsin. Now, Maggie, we've argued on this show a little bit, not you and I, but Dom and I occasionally. Josh Call, we think he should be more active in pursuit. You know, let's drop some indictments already, sir. Maggie, where do you think we should stand on this? I heard right-wing talk radio host Dan O'Donnell defending the false Trump electors earlier today. Well, they're just doing their patriotic duty, you know, like the false electors in Hawaii in 1960. I didn't know that history well enough to refute it in my mind. But Maggie, if that guy's slinging it, I ain't buying it. So what's your opinion of the false electors?
It's pretty, I mean, let me just say this. This has absolutely no parallel to what happened in Hawaii. Zero, zippo, zilch. There was actually a problem in counting that occurred back in the day.
1960 Hawaii, right?
Right. Yeah. And that has no application to what occurred here. The counts were done. And because of that fact, there wasn't a disputed slate. There was not a question. And the idea that's being floated that somehow it was sort of confusing to these people who were asked to be fake electors, that this needed to be done to preserve standing or legal claims, should have been plainly and evidently obviously false to them. The lawsuits, many of them had already been decided before these fraudsters gathered surreptitiously and illegally in the basement of the Capitol. The Wisconsin Supreme Court had ruled. What standing? The federal court case was proceeding. No one was denying that the Trump campaign had standing in federal court to challenge various federal election law interpretations. So what? That is a fig leaf of a fig leaf of a fig leaf, so much so that you can't find it anymore. The emperor has no clothes. That argument is just garbage, as far as I'm concerned. And Dan O'Donnell knows that there's no comparison and is not in any way analogous to Hawaii in 1960. And he knows that. He's engaging in active misrepresentations, what normal folks call lies, to try to excuse this and provide some stupid cover for these people who all knew better.
Well, Maggie, during the prior indictments, I heard Dan O'Donnell defend the president of the United States and say, well, how could he have committed a fraud? The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld that there must be a financial motive. And Maggie Dawn, I would point at $250 million worth of financial motive. And I would point out the guy defending that former president, since they started telling the big lie over on Right Wing Talk Radio, they've seen their ratings double. They're number one in the market. That lie drives ratings, drives profits. It's just as much a grift when Dan O'Donnell says it as when Donald Trump says it.
Exactly. And oh, here's what. The Republican head of the Wisconsin Elections Commission just called them all grifters in June, too. I'm going to talk about this on my show in the next hour. We're going to do a little deep wonk dive. ProPublica just interviewed a woman who for years was the Green Lake County.
Marge. Yes.
A woman whose name comes right after my own heart, being a Margaret myself and often referred to as Marge growing up. Right. And they quoted Don Millis saying people are promoting these lies and they're grifters. They're doing it to make money. So, yeah, it was a fraud. And yes, Donald Trump clearly stood to financially benefit. Are you kidding me? The guy made his freaking Secret Service details stay in his own hotels at basically premium prices. He bought the old post office or whatever it was. And then, you know, all the diplomats stayed there when they came to visit. I wonder if he made any money off that. His son-in-law gets a full-time grift from the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund. That's not enrichment. I mean, come on. Everybody's making
but Hunter Biden
this year, right? Right? Oh, Benghazi, Hunter Biden. I mean, does anybody on the GOP side ever realize that your shtick starts to sound exactly the same all of the time?
They just hope that you don't remember. Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show. Talk about state of mind. Pulled this one up. I think it's important. Andrew Hitt. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel back in December of 22. Here's what Hitt said. I'm definitely concerned about their inquiry. Hitt texted the GOP executive director, Mark Jefferson, when he learned of the plot that followed Trump's 2020 election loss. I hope they're not planning on asking us to do anything like try and say we're the only proper electors. These guys are up to no good, and it's going to fail miserably. I mean, they knew, Andrew Hitt knew exactly what was in front of him, the piece of paper. They knew exactly what the plan was. They knew what was going on. They knew the risk. Hell, they thought it was going to fail, and they did it anyway.
Yeah.
And Maggie, don't forget one question, I believe, by the January 6th committee. Well, why didn't you have some declaratory statement in? If you're going to sign this, you're going to say this is just in case. Why didn't you include that language in the statement you signed?
Like,
and Hitt said, I wish we would have.
Oops. Was that a crime? Did I slip up on a banana peel and commit a crime here? Yes, he knew it. That was the then chairman of the entire state GOP. He knew it was wrong. He knew it was a crime. Everyone knew. They're all lying. And now they're just trying to come up with some sort of plausible additional lie to cover up the original lie, all the while trying to grift people that continue to believe this garbage. I mean, what did Trump spend last year? The disclosure was like $40 million on legal fees. You think that might double, triple, maybe quadruple in this annum? He's got to pay for it somehow, and it sure is blankety blank ain't coming out of his pocket.
Well, trial before, will there be realistically a trial in January of 2024?
Jack Smith is a genius, okay? Like, you try to keep these cases as clean and as simple as possible. That is what he did with the January 6th indictment. And for that reason, I think we are going to see a Jan 6th indictment trial before the election.
Will it be January 2nd, as they've asked for today?
Boy, wouldn't that be some poetic justice? Bring it on.
We could do it on the 6th. I'm fine with like a four-day delay.
A delay?
Yeah, a four-day delay.
I don't think the trial will go in February, but it'll start in the first quarter of 24. That's my prediction.
I like how you think, sister. Maggie Dawn, attorney at law, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, hero to the state of Wisconsin. She was on the other side of the Trump recount. She saved democracy, I swear to God. Thank you for doing so. Maggie, thanks for joining us on the Devil's Advocates. Stick around. Her and Don, keep it going. I'm outie. Have a great night, guys.
Thank you.
Did Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News app.